Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, March the 13th, 2023, 3/13/23. A lot of threes in the date today. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours live from the studio here today. So when you call in, the telephone number will be 740-383-9944, and we are going to play some games here this morning, give away some prizes. Well, we had the big time change over the weekend, so now when you get up in the morning, it's dark. And today is particularly dark because it's kind of overcast and gloomy outside, which I'm going to get to in a few seconds here, but it's kind of interesting. The time change that happens in the spring, well, not really spring, kind of end of winter here, is not a good one because we lose an hour. Now, it's good in the fact that we get an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day, although yesterday you could not really tell it because it was so overcast and dark, it really did not seem like daylight, no sun peeking out of the clouds. And it makes a lot of people run behind because they lost a lot of sleep on Saturday night when they lost the hour. And a lot of people showed up late for work yesterday, I am sure. And I'm sure a lot of people are still dragging today. You know, I'm dragging a little bit, but not as much as maybe I normally would. Slept pretty good last night. I actually slept pretty good on Sunday night. Well, I guess you'd say Saturday night. But here we are. Hope everybody has survived the time change, and I hope everybody is with us this morning at the correct time. All right. Well, what went on this past weekend? Well, Pancake Day went on, and I was very excited to be one of the guest waiters at Pancake Day on Saturday morning with Mary Ellen Withrow from 9:30 until noon. Now, what ended up happening, though, is pretty much what I did was sit and take pictures and talk to people, which is great. I enjoyed doing that. That's what the Pancake people wanted me to do, and boy, did they have a crowd on Saturday morning. Now, I remember doing Pancake Day for 10 years, as the announcer for the Martha Dowse Group. But I probably had not been to Pancake Day in 3 or 4 years. Boy, was it busy Saturday morning. I got there about 9 o'clock, and I left about 12:30, I would say. And I'm going to say from 9 o'clock to noon, that line never stopped. So I think the Kiwanis Group did pretty well on Saturday with Pancake Day. Did anybody else go to Pancake Day and want to share their experience? Did it seem busy or busier than it has in the past? I know a lot of people go every year. Give me a buzz here this morning, 740-383-9944. I know we gave a lot of tickets away last week to John and who else? Mary and Brenda. You know, it's hard to do this from memory. It's kind of hard. Brenda, Mary, John. Who else got the tickets last week? Trish got some tickets. And if I'm leaving you out, it's just because my brain is a little foggy as we come back in here from the time change over the weekend. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did you think of Pancake Day? You know, I think I pretty well saw everybody. I saw and sat with Mary. I did see John. I don't think I saw Trish, but saw a lot of people on Saturday. Now, I did see Brinley. Now, I don't know if Brinley's on her way to school this morning. I'm not sure what the school schedules are right now. But Brinley, who is our youngest fan, got to see her dance. She's a part of the Martha Dowse Group, and got a picture with her, with Mary Ellen Withrow and myself. So, Brinley, if you're out there listening this morning, it was good to meet you on Saturday morning again. Actually, I met you for the first time on Friday last week when you came into the studio. And thank you for the Christmas card last year. And you were a great dancer, and I thank you for coming over and getting a picture with me and Mary Ellen. It was a great time. Also ran into Fruitcake Lily on Saturday morning. She was there. Oh, there's somebody else who won tickets to Pancake Day, Sarah. And we found out that she was under the weather and could not make it to Pancake Day. Sarah, I hope you're back up and running this morning. Wasn't sure what you were ill with. I know you had called in on Friday and planned to go to Pancake Day, but we ran into the person, Judy, I think is who you were going with, ran into her and her family and Fruitcake Lily, but they said you were out sick on Saturday, so I hope you're back up and running this morning. Again, the telephone lines here are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than that, that was pretty well my weekend. Now, on Saturday, oh, we're getting a call. Let's go to the phones here, see what's going on. All right, go ahead, caller.
It wasn't life or death. It was just I had like a sinus, you know, like headache and stuffy nose and a little bit of a sore throat. And you know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you think, nah, I need another hour or two. And you just roll back over.
Well, I was, you know, we sat down, Mary Ellen and I sat down, and not on purpose, but I realized after we sat down about 15 minutes later that Judy was over at the next table. And I said, well, hey, I think Fruitcake Lily came up, and I was having a nice conversation with her. And I said, Judy, where's Sarah? And she said, oh, she's sick. And I thought, well, I just saw or heard from her yesterday.
Yeah. Well, sick could be one of those things where it's like, I mean, you could be sick and be on your deathbed, and then some people say sick, and then it's just like you have a snotty nose, so it's sort of relative, you know?
Well, how do you feel this morning after being a little under the weather and then losing an hour?
That's like, you know, just not 100%, but I try not to complain. I mean, really, I think I could benefit from a lozenge.
You need a lozenge.
What do you do? Okay, so this is the most annoying thing ever, but no topic is too big or small, so here we go. Do you get dry, cracked lips in the winter?
No, my lips are pretty good in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. In the winter? Well, right now, I have dry, cracked lips, and every time, like, I forget about it, and I haven't put chapstick on in a while, and by in a while, I mean, like, every 5 minutes, I'll get a smile. Because I forget about where my lip is split, and then it bleeds, and it cracks, and it hurts. And I've used chapstick, I've used Vaseline. I was like, what do I have to do to get those to go away? It hurts so bad, it's so annoying.
Well, that sounds like severe chapping if they're bleeding.
Yeah, it's like, and it's been going on for a couple weeks. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I don't look like I have leprosy or anything, but it's just I have one little split on my top lip, and it seems like my lips are, like, really dry, and I'm like, what in the world do I have to do to get this to go away?
Now, how? Well, maybe somebody will call in and let us know, but how are you adjusting to the time change? That's a bad time change when we lose an hour.
Yeah. I still made it to church on time yesterday, if that makes you feel better.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, Pancake Day was very, very busy. I was surprised. I don't remember it being that busy in the past.
Well, just because I didn't get to actually attend in person, I still got to enjoy the food because Judy, being the dear, sweet, loving, doting friend that she is, took my ticket and got a to-go box for me.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because Judy and Lily were telling me that they do have a computer in their house. They just don't know how to set it up. And I thought, well, why hasn't Sarah been over there to set this up for them so they can listen?
That's going to help me. This sounds like a job. Adam, are you listening?
Well, no.
Adam's a resident expert.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just, it sounds like they have internet in their house if they have a computer.
I don't be knowing what's going on. Well, didn't he go and help Lee?
I believe he did. Did you hear Lee call in on Friday? He has COVID. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we hope you feel better.
Yeah.
And if you know how to hear a split lip, crack lip, dry lips, Lee, could you call him and tell me?
Yeah, let's see if we can get any help with those bleeding lips.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Now we know that Sarah is alive and well. Okay, if you have chapped lips, as I always say on this program, no subject is too big or too small to discuss. If your lips are chapped to the point where they're bleeding in the morning, what can you do? If you've tried chapstick and Vaseline and all those sorts of things, has anybody else ever had this problem? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. How do you get through the chapped and bleeding lips? See, this show, day to day, can solve all your medical concerns. That's why we're here. You know, I've never heard of bleeding lips from chapped lips. I'm sure I've had chapped lips in my life. I don't have them in the morning, though. I don't think so. They don't feel chapped when I get up in the morning. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we've also got a big event coming up this Friday, because it's St. Patrick's Day. And it is 6 weeks. It will be 6 weeks in one day since we had our big Groundhog celebration. So Bob Welsh will be coming in from Columbus, Ohio on Friday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And we are going to discuss, was Warren Groundhog Harding right in his prediction of 6 more weeks of winter? Now, it's a little chilly today. We didn't get the snow on Friday we were supposed to get. I don't know if we'll get the snow today, but I'll tell you, if we don't get any significant winterage this week, I don't know if the groundhog was right or not. We'll discuss all that on Friday and also celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now, it's going to be interesting on Friday because Bob always brings a very unique pizza. We've had fruitcake pizza. We've had the tur pizza, which is the turkey pizza. We had, pumpkin pie pizza. We have had all kinds of different pizzas here. Groundhog pizza. Now, I'm not sure what we're going to have on Friday yet. All Bob has said is that I have talked about this, and I will like it. So I'm looking forward to Friday. Now, I think Bob is also bringing 2 plaques left over from Groundhog Day on Friday. So 6 weeks later, we'll get those plaques out. But they're very neat plaques, so I'm looking forward to that. I think one's going to go in the studio here, and one is going to go to somebody special. Anybody on the chapped lips idea here? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing?
Good.
You know,
Sarah may need to add a humidifier to her house. That can make a big difference.
You know, that's a good point. Yeah, if the air's a little dry in there, that can cause a big problem. Have you ever heard of lips cracking so bad that they bleed?
No, that's I haven't known anybody. I'm sure it happens. You know. Yeah.
You're just into
that's uncomfortable.
Yo, terrible. You're just into that time change, okay?
Yep, not too bad.
You know, that is, I can do the other one a lot easier because you gain an hour.
Yeah.
But boy, when you lose that hour, that can be rough for a lot of people.
Since I don't have anything to do at any time, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah. Hey, Sarah, if you're listening, humidifier. That's a good idea. Thanks, Ernie.
Sure. Bye-bye.
That's a very, very good idea. Sarah's house might be dry. And you know, there are a lot of houses that are dry, and if you just add a humidifier, it can help quite a bit. I know a lot of people who are probably waking up with migraine headaches this morning, or allergy issues, maybe asthma even to a certain degree, because of the change in the temperatures from slightly warm last week to very cool late last week and early this week. Any more ideas? Humidifier is a good idea. You know, a matter of fact, a humidifier in the summer, winter, whenever it is, spring, fall, a humidifier, you really can't go wrong. It's not going to hurt you in any way to have a more humid climate to sleep in. All right, 740-383-9944. Any more tips on how to not have chapped lips so bad that they are cracking in the morning and bleeding That's problematic. 740-383-9944. Now, I wonder if she's asked her doctor about this. Okay, let's see. So we got the big thing coming up on Friday, St. Patrick's Day. Now, I don't know how we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, though. To be honest with you, I don't know if we're giving away anything. I don't know what we're doing on Friday. I know we're going to have this special pizza on Friday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And I know we'll have the plaques left over from Groundhog Day. But I don't know other than that what we're going to do. But we are going to let you know if the groundhog was right. That is the crucial point. Okay. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here this morning? We did Pancake Day. We did St. Patrick's Day coming up this Friday. You know, with St. Patrick's Day being on Friday, what do you think the restaurants and bars and other establishments are going to be like on Friday night when people don't have to go to work on Saturday morning? I think there's going to be a lot of green beer flowing and a lot of green food flowing this coming Friday night. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, this might be a lucky week, too. Don't they say luck of the Irish? Well, there's that. Now, there are a few things I want to do this morning. I have got a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, and I've also got a Del Taco beanie. Now, the Del Taco beanie is a hat, which you will still need because it is a little chilly outside. But a lot of people wear these in the summer now, too. This is not just a winter thing anymore. It's a gray beanie that says Del Taco in white on the front of it. Very new. You could really support the cause of Del Taco if you wear this thing. And then, of course, we've got the Del Taco $10 gift card. I think we've given these away to Ryan, and we've given these away to Trish. So they're nice things to have. And this morning, we're going to give away $10 to Del Taco, and we're going to give away the Del Taco beanie. Now, here's how we're going to start this morning. We've been doing the Family Feud, Marian history-wise, but there are two categories that we have not finished off. So I want to finish off these two categories before we go on to a new one. Now, the first category, now this is kind of back into last week. Here's the first category. Now, let me run this off to you in case you haven't been listening. We have most of the answers. There's only one answer that we do not have. Now, here was the category. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Now, here's the answers that we have. Tecumseh closing, Robert Landon, the city auditor resigned. No, that's not on the list. Well, take a guess here in a second, and you might get an answer right. The police chief's suicide years ago, River Valley cancer scare, the Winfield murder, Tecumseh riots, the shovel closing, Harding becoming president, Harding dying in office, Mary Ellen Withrow becoming treasurer of the United States, the hit and skip with Judge Warner, Lady Justice being returned, the National City Bank robbery downtown, and the National City Bank fire downtown. So there are two stories left. Biggest stories in Marion, Ohio history. Now, can you guess what one of those stories is going to be? 740-383-9944. Now, this will get you in the competition this morning to win the $10 Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. Beanie being a hat. You know, when I say beanie, I don't know if people know what a beanie is. It's a hat. It's like a stocking cap is what it's like. All right, biggest stories in Marion, Ohio history. What two are we missing? Now, remember, I am in the studio this morning, so the telephone number is 740-383-9944. You know, every time we do this, I get calls on the home studio number. I know, it's hard to go back and forth to wonder where I am. What are the two stories missing, biggest news stories in Marion, Ohio history? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've got Tecumseh closing, we've got the police chief suicide, the River Valley cancer scare, the Winfield murder, the Tecumseh riots, the shovel closing, Warren Harding becoming president, Warren Harding dying in office. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Did you give it away with Landon?
Well, I did, and you know, here's how that happened. I've been working on this list.
Well, lucky for me then, huh?
Well, yeah, but you know, here's why this happened. I've been working on this list, and every day I've been checking off the stories that we have been getting.
Uh-huh.
And then the other day we got down to 4 stories the last time we did this, and we got 2 of them. So there were 2 that were still circled, and 2 that weren't. But for some reason, I put a check next to that one. But we never did that one. But yes, that is what. Now, don't you think that's a big story in Marion, Ohio history?
It will be.
Yeah, well,
definitely will be.
Well, I don't know the last time that an elected official in the city, certainly as high up as the auditor, resigned amidst all the news coverage that got.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true. And Brinley, she's running a fever this morning.
Oh, no.
She's home. She didn't get to go on the grandma bus today.
Oh, no. Well, I wondered if a lot of things were going to be going around, because did you think Pancake Day was busier this year than in past years?
To me, it's always been busy. I've gone every year, and they have a nice crowd.
They really do. They do very well at that event, so I was glad to see everything turned out okay, but boy, I just thought 3 hours nonstop with a line, that is something, but yeah.
It's a great fundraiser.
It certainly is. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okie doke.
I did give it away. Of course, it was the Robert Landon resigning as city auditor, but I have not given away the other answer yet, so we got Mary in this morning. Now, who knows the other answer? Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. One left. All right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Are you looking for the stories in Marion?
Yes.
The big stories?
Big stories.
Did you have the shovel? I think it was that big crawler or whatever they called it. That was kind of...
No, the only one we have with the shovel is that they closed. We already got that one.
Well, I mean, but you're looking, because there was never, I don't know if there was ever another machine made like that or not, so.
Yeah, definitely a big story, just not on the list this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the shovel having a big crawler and the whole tie-in with the space program, it's a big story, but I didn't put it on the list. But you got to remember, I compiled this list. So, there may be discrepancies in it. All right. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944. We've got Tecumseh closing, Landon resigning, police chief suicide, River Valley cancer scare, the Winfield murder, Tecumseh riots, shovel closing, Harding becoming president, Harding dying in office, Mary Ellen Withrow becoming treasurer, all the stories that involve Judge Warner in the hit and skip, Lady Justice being returned, the National City Bank robbery, and the National City Bank fire downtown. Those are the stories we have. Still one missing. What is it? Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944. Your chance to win Del Taco. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Gypsy Queen dying?
Not the Gypsy Queen dying, but a good guess. Not the Gypsy Queen dying, but not a bad guess at all. So far, we've got Mary in this morning. Now, we're going to do the drawing this morning at about 9:58. like we always do. We'll have the Del Taco beanie here and the $10 gift certificate to Del Taco. Going to try to get as many entrants in this morning as we can. But we're finishing off these topics that we have started, but we did not get finished. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have that dog collar?
Nope, not the dog collar.
Okay.
The dog collar, Harding's dog, Laddie Boy's dog collar being stolen, is not on the list here today. 41 minutes past the hour, although there's a $5,000 reward for that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. We still have one left on the list. What could it be? 740-383-9944. Or, if you have a home remedy for chapped, cracked lips so bad that they bleed in the morning, give us a call. A humidifier is a good remedy. All right, what news story are we missing here? Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour here. Tecumseh closing, Landon resigning, police chief suicide, River Valley cancer scare, Winfield killing, Tecumseh riots, the shovel closing, Harding becoming president, Harding dying in office, Mary Ellen becoming treasurer of the United States, the Warner hit and skip case, Lady Justice being returned. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I believe the start of the Upper Crest Society is number one on the list.
Well, I think it should be. I really think it should. So what are the plans Friday, Bob?
Friday, well, we've got the specialty pizza, which you will like.
Now, do we get any hints being 5 days away about the specialty pizza?
Isn't that a good hint?
Well, just that I like it?
Let's say it has more to do with Easter than it would with St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, more to do with Easter than St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Well, that'll be good.
But I've also done a lot of research and have a lot of St. Patrick's Day trivia. We've been going on with that. And then we've got some of the plaques here for Groundhog Day.
And we're going to figure out if the groundhog was actually right or not. Did we get 6 more weeks of winter or not?
Yeah, I'm looking at my window right here. I'm actually seeing flurries come down right now. I mean, we are getting snow here in Columbus.
You know, I'm not near a window here. When I came in a half hour ago, it was not snowing, but it was... You know, the snow on Friday completely missed us. We had a few snowflakes in the afternoon, but that was it.
Yep. Stayed too far north.
Well, it's going to be big on Friday. I'm excited.
It'll be big. I mean, we're going to celebrate in style.
We're going to do it 10 till to 1 on Friday. Thanks, Bob.
10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Not 8 o'clock. You don't want anything early.
Well, Pastor Whitaker will be here. If you want to come in early, that's okay.
Okay, but all right.
Up to you.
We'll see what the wind blows.
That sounds good.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, here we are. Biggest stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Well, Mary's guessing here, corned beef and cabbage pizza. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
How about the killing of that little girl? I forget her name, there in Grandview on Burris Drive.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Joe Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, not on the list.
I want to say Betty. Okay.
Good guess, though. Not the killing of Bobby Joe Barry out there in Grandview, although that was a very big story when it was going on. No doubt about that. 740-383-9944. Biggest stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. You know, a corned beef and cabbage pizza, I do not think would be up my alley. I'm not a big cabbage person. Now, I do like coleslaw, but I don't know. On a pizza, that might be a step too far. Now, Bob says this has more to do with Easter, so I'm really not sure what it would be. Coming up, Friday morning, you'll find out. You'll have to tune in. We'll be here until 1 o'clock on Friday morning. 740-383-9944. Biggest stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. You know, I should mention, there are only four people in the Upper Crust Society here in Marion. Myself, Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, and Buckeye Guys. So how about that? More to be inducted as time goes on. One big news story left here. What could it be? Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. If you get it right, you'll go into the drawing today to possibly win the Del Taco gift card and beanie and so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Yes.
Diner with the treasurers.
Absolutely.
And the three other guests who sat in that table.
Yes.
Everybody else who came up. Poor Mary Ellen, her arm must be tired. I feel sorry for her.
She had a good time.
It was kind of like sitting with Johnny Bench at like a baseball autograph event, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fun. It was a good time.
No, it was pancakes were nice and fluffy. Got my money's worth.
Now, how many did you eat?
Seven, I believe.
Now, see, I thought you would really hammer it down, like 12 or something.
Well, we went to G&R later, so I kind of saved my appetite, but they were very good, very, very nice people there, and those young ladies dancing, they were quite a talent.
And you also had three sausages, right?
One sausage, three orange juices.
Oh, you did a what? You cut down on the sausage.
Nobody seemed to like orange juice over there, so I had three of them.
So why did you only do one sausage?
They weren't passing them around.
So they only gave you one sausage.
Yeah, maybe.
They might have been running low. See, I think they were busier this year than they normally have been.
Yeah, it was incredible. Very good event. Well thought out. I mean, everything was fantastic.
Well, 64 years. I think they got it down now.
Hats off to all the organizers and other important people. So, I was filling my coffee when Bob talked about the pizza, but he said it's an Easter kind of a theme.
I guess, and something I'll like, and I don't know what
I'll
that would be.
Okay, I was going to guess a rabbit pizza, because you can eat that meat, so it's...
I don't think that would be pepperoni
or other meat, so I'll say it's a rabbit pizza.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be something I would like. Rabbit pizza does not sound appetizing.
Kind of French.
Well, that's okay, but I don't think rabbit pizza is right up my alley.
Okay, well, more for me then, Scott. I love cabbage. Yeah, I'm a cabbage guy.
Oh, you are a cabbage guy.
Did I ever ask you, do you put pineapple on pizza? I'm a yes for pineapple pizza.
No, see, I don't like pineapple on pizza. I think when you start putting fruit on pizza, that's a problem.
Okay, well, tomato's a fruit, isn't it? It's a berry. It's a type of fruit.
I don't know. That's iffy.
I'll go for a pineapple and rabbit pizza. That's my guess. I'd love to try that. So you're listening, Bob. That's my suggestion.
Well, the point is, he says I'll like it. So he must. It must be something in regard to something that I'll like. And I don't think rabbit or corned beef and cabbage are going to be up my alley.
You like curly fries, right? So people put potato on pizza. So maybe maybe that's it right there. It's like a French fry pizza.
Yeah, but you know, when people start getting creative, I don't know. I don't the fold over pizzas and they start putting everything in there and making cheeseburgers and all that. See, I think you just need to stay basic with a pizza. Now, anytime anybody brings me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's or anywhere else, now that's how I become friends with people.
Did somebody do that for you on Sunday?
You did it.
Saturday, not Sunday.
Saturday, and other
yeah,
people.
We're in a time warp, I agree. It just, the times, I like daylight savings time. I prefer if it I can sleep in, that it doesn't get dark really till 8 now. But even I'm a little time-warped. You're right.
But it's dark in the morning now, which is a problem.
Yeah.
But, no, see, that's how people become my friends. All I need is a large Diet Coke from McDonald's or anywhere else, and then I'm immediately friends with the person, even if I don't know them.
Well, I should certainly be on that list today, then.
Well, sure, but I think we were friends before that, but yeah.
Well, now we're even better friends. So.
Well, I don't know if it keeps getting better, but yeah. It certainly does help.
Yeah, I'll keep nagging the upper management people. I mean, I asked the CEO directly at a store opening just to bring this establishment that I got the Diet Coke from to Marion. They really need to open one here. I'll keep nagging until I get my way.
So do you have any pharmaceutical help for Sarah and her cracked, bleeding lips?
Humidifier is a good idea. You want to stay moist. Just chapstick, Carmex. You know, I try to use Carmex or chapstick or the dollar store kind from time to time. Stay healthy. I mean, exercise, and that provides fluid for the body.
Well, there you go.
Usual stuff. I mean, lips can bleed from time to time. That's not unheard of. But I think you can use home cures for that.
I don't think my lips have ever bled unless I've scratched them or something.
Another question. This came up too because I had not been to GNR before, and we went, and I didn't have fried bologna. I had a salad. You've been there, right? You have an assessment of their fried bologna sandwich because it's basically famous throughout the whole universe.
Well, see, here's the problem with me giving an assessment of that. I don't like fried bologna. So I've had it because, it's world famous, so on and so forth. I can see why people like it, and most people I have talked to think it's the best. But I'm not a fried bologna person in general.
Yeah, I'm not
so.
A bologna guy, but... It's a thick...
Now, Adam, a lot of people have said you're full of bologna. Now, you can't say you're not a bologna.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Somebody asked, why didn't you have the bologna? I said, I could just turn on the news if I want to hear bologna.
Well, no, I think you're just full of bologna in general.
Well, some people might think that, yes.
Which is not a problem. A lot of people are full of bologna.
I would certainly say. Yeah, but until, your callers, I can do a house call if they want help setting up the... location to hear the station, like I did for Lee. I'm available to do that. Just give him my number. I mean, number.
Yeah, well, Sarah, give Judy Adams' number. It plays every hour, and we'll get it over there.
I'll be happy to assist. There are, multiple ways, and sometimes even I'm surprised by the different options. I had never done it on a Fire Stick. I mainly just used the Alexa, but that is an option.
It is. It's a good thing.
But okie dokie. Well, have a nice day, Scott.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here. Remember, if the lines are ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on trying back. 53 and a half minutes past the hour here. Biggest news stories in Marion history. One left on this list. So far, Mary, the only person in this morning to win the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. We've got Tecumseh closing, Landon resigning, police chief suicide, RV cancer scare, Winfield killing, Tecumseh riots, the shovel closing, Harding becoming president, Harding dying in office, Mary Ellen Withrow becoming treasurer, the Warners hit and skip case, Lady Justice return, National City Bank robbery, National City Bank fire, and one big news story left. What is it? 54 minutes past the hour. Big news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is that one remaining news story? Inquiring minds want to know. What was that? That was the slogan for the National Enquirer for years, wasn't it? Inquiring minds want to know. What's the answer here? 740-383-9944. Going to do a drawing for the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie coming up at 9:58 this morning. All right. Only one person in so far. Only Mary. Holy moly. And I want to finish off these two categories that we have not finished off yet. We have not finished off this one, and there's also one left from Friday that we have not finished off. So, hopefully, we get them taken care of this morning. 740-383-9944. Biggest stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Which one are we missing here? 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the break here in about 4 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, morning.
Well, if you made the list, let's go this way, if you would. Was that before your birth or after your birth? Can you give some kind of time frame?
This would have been before my birth, and I'll even tell you that... Well, it's kind of an I would take two answers on this, but it was after 1950, but before my birth.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Okay. So that is the category of date that this big news story happened. After 1950, but before my birth. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't hear the date. I was going to say Florence Harding dying.
No, that's a good story. Yeah, not the one. No, this would be, yeah, after 1950, but before my birth, but a big story here in Marion.
Okay.
All right, so we're talking 20th century here. That gave you about a 30-year span. And there actually are two different answers that I would take for this particular news story. Because there were two big events associated with it, so I kind of combined them all into one. Kind of like I combined the auditor story into one, and I combined the shovel into one, and I combined the Warner's hit and skip into one. Big news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie. So far, Mary the only one in this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you are getting a busy signal, just keep on trying back. And don't mind if you call in and give a wrong answer. There's tons of Marion news stories that may or may not be on this list. Well, one left at this point. Tecumseh closing, Landon resigning, police chief suicide, River Valley cancer scare, Winfield killing. Let's go back to the phones here and see if we got something. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about when that guy jumped off the roof?
Yeah, the roof at the Harding Hotel. That's not on the list, but a good guess. Hey, what about the humidifier? A good good advice
that
there.
That was actually a really good suggestion. I do feel like it's dry in my house. But I would recommend to Adam just that. Why did he have to pepper in diet and exercise in that? How is that going to help?
I don't know. When Adam said it's always good to be moist, I let that pass.
Until just now.
No, because I've said before, and Adam's heard me say this, but Adam, when you see him, he has something, you know, he like glistens. And I'm not sure if that's like olive oil. I've said this before, haven't I?
I think how, like, calisthenics tied in with moisturized lips. I couldn't make the connection, but, whatever.
No, I think Adam moisturizes with something, but he will never tell us what it is.
Olive ole.
Olive ole. It's the old olive ole.
Not this world, ladies.
He doesn't want any mosquitoes to get him.
Okay.
Keep thinking.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, I don't know. And Adam and I have talked about this on air before. When you see him, he's kind of got when I first saw it, I thought he was perspiring. But beyond that, I really don't know. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about the bank hostage situation?
That's a good, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not the bank hostage situation, but not a bad guess at all. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie. The drawing is coming up this morning at 9:58. We're going to break, but we'll be back in 15 minutes. Keep thinking.
consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onwards and upward. I like
mean,
this.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at your